Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the book, The Guide, where we're in the second installment. There's going to be 19 installments by my count. And some will be a little longer, some a little shorter, but they're they're good sized. This one is going to start on page 24. And it's in the chapter that's called What is Meant by the Perfect Man and Who is This Person? There'll be a chapter called Who and What is a Sufi? A chapter called When You Find the Guide. And then that's what we'll do in this one. So we'll open with the Fatiha and invocations and we'll begin the reading. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. لا subtitle of the book is The Guide of the Path to God Through the Religion of Islam and the Sufi Way. And we're starting on page 24. What is meant by the perfect man and who is this person? Two of the holy people of this knowledge have written and explained this. The knower, Sheikh Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, in his Afusus al-Hikam, said, "The perfect man is the barrier, the barzakh, which joins the two poles of the reality. He is the veil, and at the same time, he is what's behind the veil. For the reality, he is as the pupil is for the eye, through which the act of seeing takes place. Thus he is called insan. And in Arabic, insan means man or human being, and it also means the pupil of the eye. It's by him that the reality looks on his creation and bestows the mercy of existence upon it. He is man. Al-insan, the transient in his form, the eternal in his essence. He is the perpetual, the everlasting. the discriminating, and at the same time, the unifying word. It is by his existence that the creation subsists, and he is in relation to the creation as the seal is to the ring. The seal being the place whereon is engraved the imprint in which the king seals his treasure. So he's called vicegerent, for by him Allah preserves his creation just as the seal preserves the king's treasure. So long as the king's seal is on it, no one dares to open it except by his permission, the seal being, as it were, a regent in charge of the kingdom. The perfect man, then, is the human being who perfectly realizes and therefore encompasses the oneness of existence and being behind the apparent multiplicity of existence. And this isn't a human state, but it's one of the spirit at the highest level. And it's referred to as sainthood, wilaya. The knower, may Allah be pleased with him, continues by saying, while the perfect man is in the universe, it continues to be guarded from the moment of the creation of Adam and so long as the perfect man remains in it. Another of the knowers, Sheikh Abdul Karim Al-Jili, may Allah preserve his secret, said in his book Al-Insan Al-Kamil, the perfect man is the pole around which the spheres of existence revolve from the first to the last. And ever since things have come into being, he is the one forever and ever. He, may Allah be pleased with him, also said, you must know that the perfect man is a copy of God. According to the saying of the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, Allah created Adam in the image of the Merciful. This is as a mirror in which a person sees a form of himself. They cannot see it without the mirror. Such is the relationship of God to the perfect man, who cannot possibly see his own form except in the mirror of the name of Allah. Perfect man, as the picture and copy of Allah and the source of nature, joins both the creating and the created aspects of the essence, and therefore manifests the oneness of thought with things. He is the heaven and the earth and the length and the breadth, where it is stated that the length and the breadth correspond to divinity, Allahut, and humanity, An-Nasut. The perfect man is also the spirit from which all things originate. When Allah praised and exalted as he created the soul of Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, from his own essence, he then created from that soul the highest angels, the sublime ones pertaining to his attributes of beauty, light, and guidance. And he created the devils pertaining to his attributes of majesty, darkness, and misleading, thus manifesting that his essence comprises all the harmony and all the contraries. When Allah desires to reveal himself to a man by means of any name or attribute, he causes the man to pass away, al-fana, making him nothing and depriving him of his existence. When the human light is extinguished and the creaturely spirit passes away, Allah places in the man's body, without incarnation, a spiritual substance which is of Allah's essence, which is neither separate from Allah nor joined to the man, in exchange for that of which he deprives him. The substance is known as the Holy Spirit. And when Allah puts instead of the man a spirit of his own essence, the revelation is made known to that spirit. And Allah is never revealed except to himself, but what we call that divine spirit, a man in respect of its being instead of a man. The revelation of the essence of Allah is not the same as any other divine revelation. This is because of the divine substance which Allah puts into the man, so that both the revelation and that which is revealed is one and the same thing. When the substance is of the essence, then the man becomes the perfect one, and he is the perfect order, the pole of the universe, and the manifold help around whom all existence turns. To him, bowing and prostrating are due, and by means of him Allah keeps the universe in being. He is denoted by the names the Rightly Guided, Al-Mahdi, Mahdi, and the Seal, Al-Khatim. And he is the Vicegerent, Al-Khalifa, of the creation. The absolute revelation is given to Muhammad alone and is transmitted through him to the perfect ones, who are his Khalifa on earth, according to the Hadith Sahih of the Prophet, "Whoever sees me sees Allah." Every guide from the beginning until now has been a Sufi of the people of the path, walking on a journey to Allah. Some of them have formed tariqa with many thousands of followers, such as the Qadiriyya of Abdul Qadir Jilani, or the Madianiyya of Abu Madian, or the Rifaiyya of Ahmed al-Rifai, or the Shadaliyya of Abu Hassan Ali al-Shadudi, whose followers are numerous to this day. Who and what is a Sufi? The Arabic word suf means wool, and in the early days of Islam, it was used in reference to those ascetics who followed the inside path of the religion and took to wearing woolen garments as a symbol of their inner beliefs and commitment to a life of simplicity and purity, and the renunciation of the self as a turning away and revulsion of lavishness, an outward show which had gradually grown up around the leaders after the deaths of the four rightly guided Khulafa. Some people have said that they were called Sufi al-Mutasawifa because their qualities resembled those of the people of the bench, al-Safa or al-Asufa, who lived in the time of the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Others say that they are called Sufi because they are in the front rank, a saf, before Allah, by the elevation of their desires toward him, the turning of their hearts to him, and the staying of their secret parts before him. People have said that they are called Sufi because of the purity, safwa, of their hearts, and the cleanliness of their actions, athar. One of the knowers from Baghdad, Sari Asakti, He lived from 796 to 867 CE, who was a guide, said, "Their food is the food of the sick, their sleep is the sleep of the drowned, and their speech is the speech of fools." Another among them said, "The Sufi is he who neither possesses, nor is he possessed." And another said, "The Sufi is he who possesses nothing, and if he possesses anything, he gives it away to another." Bayazid al-Bastami said, "The Sufi is a child in the lap of Allah." Abu Bakr al-Shibli said, "The Sufi is he who sees nothing but Allah in the two worlds." And he also said, "The Sufi is a child of his moment." The knower Hassan al-Basri said, "Jesus, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, used to wear haircloth, eat the fruit of trees, and spend the night wherever he happened to find himself. The same knower, may Allah be pleased with him, also said, 'I have known 70 of those who fought at Badr, whose clothes were made only of wool.'" Harith al-Ansari of Oz reported that the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, "When light enters into the heart is expanded and dilated." He was asked, "And what is the sign of that, O Messenger of Allah?" And he replied, "Shunning the abode of deceit, turning to the abode of eternity, and making ready for death before death descends." The Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, also said, 70,000 of the foremost of my community will enter paradise without reckoning, men and women who neither practice magic nor seek to be charmed, who neither brand nor they are branded, nor are they branded, but they put their trust in Allah." From the Hadith Sahih. Yusuf ibn al-Husayn al-Razi of the people of Khorasan said, "In every community there is a chosen band. If there be such in this community, it is the Sufis." The same knower also said, "I asked Abu al-Faid dul-Nun al-Misri, a well-known Sufi of the 8th century, 'With whom shall I associate?' And he answered me, 'With him who possesses nothing and does not disapprove of any state you happen to be in, who does not change when you change, even when that change is great, because the more you change, the greater is your need of him.'" And this final chapter is called "When You Find the Guide." When you find your guide, you must open your heart, and the guide must open his heart, because this heart is a heart full of the beautiful fragrance of a flower, and its perfume is there for anyone to smell. This fragrance is the love of Allah, and it has no beginning and no end. And if you find mercy in your heart, why not give it to another? Because everyone is waiting for it. God says, "Be my reflection in everything you do. I have given you myself, and you can see me in every human being. Give everyone the love and the mercy, if that is what he wants, and know that you are truly giving it to me." Well, this is the real message of the prophets. When you find the love, you find yourself. The secret of God is in the love. If you want to go beyond all that you have been and find the secret of God, then I am your brother to take your hand and guide you from the darkness to the light. The truth of God. My God, my teacher, my brother. When you travel to God, I am your servant, Yahu Allah. I am from the people of Allah, the family of God. I come to help with the root of the name. Be with him always. Say, I am with him always, and I say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah, the prayers and peace and blessings of God be upon the Prophet. My God, we have no more than you. Yours are the ears of the path. The students and family of God have heard the right songs. Like small bits of poetry and beautiful, precise meaning, they are completely polite. We are children in each of our families, and we call upon the family of God, because they are our fathers, and we recite the words of love to them. In a world of sickness and sadness, the real happiness is God. We live for the sons of the people. And we are the sons of all the communities of the family of God. We speak with our sons and with all the lovers of God, and we are his compassion present in this sad world that harms them. We aid them and guide them to the end of their mistakes and clean them to keep the world free of the bad things which enter it. We give with all we have from the knowledge that the light of the Prophet of God makes known to us. We give you the promise with the name of God. With our love for you, then we sing to God with his love, and we sing to them with our love, because the world is finished with any other kind of people. Just you are here. The other is like a dream. They are the mist. They are nothing. Just you. You are the truth because you are the truth. And the truth is you. And you are the truth of God. Know that tasawwuf, the Sufi path, is one of the most important things in life. And the greatest thing in knowledge, the science of his light. This knowledge illuminates the knowers like the sun. It's the source of all the lights and of all the secrets. How could this not be when it is in the heart mind of the way of the prophets? It's the way of the courtesy. It's the way of the love and the knowledge of God from him to him. It's the way one can reach God, who is his master. Jibril and all the angels and all the believers will be his support and his guidance if he wants to follow the way of God and to realize the secrets of his knowledge. For this he must be ready to make his heart the house of God, filled with love, to be present at God's table and to know by God in God. On that day he will be helped by him. Tasawwuf is the way of wool, because the Sufi is like wool between the hands of God. The wool has no will of its own. It's soft and it's easy, and it goes with the waves of the will, whichever way the breath blows. God knows all the secrets of the Sufi, as the Sufi knows the secrets of God which he has taught him. He is the reflection of the qualities of God, refusing all the qualities which are not of the truth. He is empty of everything but God, forgetting all of the necessary sciences. As he is following the way of the truth, he is subsisting, baka, in the presence of God. The Sufis are sitting in the first row seats, face to face with the immediate presence of God. This knowledge is transmitted by the masters of the earth, the prophets. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them all with whom God speaks. From the Quran 18:28, and keep yourself with those who call on their Lord morning and evening, desiring his goodwill, and let not your eyes pass from them, desiring the beauties of this world's life. Do not follow him whose heart we have made unmindful of our remembrance, who follows his low desires and his case exceeds due bounds. Muhammad, son of Abdullah, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, is the master of the science and the one who helps me. As he received it from Jibril, who received it from God, he gives it to all the lovers of God and believers in him, as it was written for them, that each should receive grace from the divine source. That which God sent down to his prophets is the word which was given before to all the prophets from Adam through the chain of transmission, the al-silsila of the tree of the essence of God, which gives shade to all the lovers of God. We ask him to keep us with them to be with him and not for anybody else. We know nobody but him. And where is the other? How can we count? Where are the numbers? There's only one unity. There is only the unity. Know that the word which I want to share with you and which is coming from the essence of God is La ilaha illallah. There's no God but God. So it was in the beginning, so it will be in the end without end. The word has been transmitted from one to one, from prophet to prophet, from believer to believer, until it reaches us with his wishes. Ali is the esoteric message of Muhammad. He's the keeper of all the secrets of the knowers, like a cave which is holding the pearl of truth. As he received it from Muhammad, he's the gateway to the presence of God. And so his hearing is as the hearing of God. Muhammad is the city of the presence of God, and Ali is the gate to the city. Ali strikes his heart and says, take from me before you lose me. Take all of the secrets of God from my heart. Within my heart is his boundless knowledge. He is the perfect vessel for the most precious gift. He carries the secret, and he is the secret, which is the name of God. After that, the message was carried by the son of the daughter of the prophet Al-Hassan. And the knowledge was passed on from one to one as it was originally written. What is the importance of the science of Tasawwuf? As its essence is God, of all the sciences, it is the greatest. It gives you the knowledge of the secrets of the spirit and the soul, and guide you to be in fear of God in the beginning and to know him. To leave everything and be one with him in the end. Those who trust in the science are the most special, the believers in God. Those who study and understand it are the most special of the special, the most near of the near. And he who sinks it, who speaks it with courtesy, is like a shining star on a sea, the depth of which cannot be fathomed. You must come to the shore of the sea to begin to know the subtle secrets of the soul, and to be washed in its water, which takes you from the density of this earth to the world of the soul and the light. So do not turn away from the path of light, because if you are turned away from it, you will be in the place of darkness and pain and suffering as those who are lost. I ask God that we may be among those who listen with the remembrance of the heart. Listen with the remembrance of the heart to have a heart, and this heart is God, who listen with the hearing of God and tells them everything. Then listen to what I say to you and understand. There's no God but He. So it was in the beginning, and so it will be in the end without end. The word was transmitted from one to one, from prophet to prophet, from believer to believer, until it reaches us by His will. That brings us to a close of this installment. We'll pick up next one on page 34. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.